You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
Writer and campaigner Tracy Barnett is at the helm of a new initiative called Welcome 500 Now, which sees voters ask politicians whether they will commit to the immediate step of taking 500 more refugees if they're elected into office. I spoke to Tracy about the campaign and what she hopes it will achieve before the election.
I think that in this election there is so much bluster and so much hot air that it would be a breath of fresh air if we could actually accomplish something specific and something tangible. And there have been some great calls to increase, double, triple, and more our refugee quota, but that quota is only reviewed on a 3-year cycle, and we still have a couple of more years to go. This initiative is about getting our politicians, asking our MPs, to say publicly out loud that they would welcome 500 more refugees now if they were reelected. And we're asking people to do it in a couple of different ways. One is to take a whiteboard marker and write hashtag 500 now on the palm of your hand, hold it out, take a picture with you or some friends, and send it to our prime minister, send it to the heads of political parties, send it to your own PM via email with a line or two on why you support this, and ask them outright, yes or no, would you support this publicly?
4 former prime ministers have all said that they agree with the campaign. Can you tell me a little bit about who's come on board and why they support the campaign?
I think this has been both humbling and powerful to see that 4 of our most respected statesmen, former prime ministers who have gone on to be have international careers that we're highly respected too in the World Trade Organization, at the UN, as U.S. ambassadors, as university chancellors. These folks came on board because I think they felt that this was simply the right thing to do. And I think there is a bit of time and distance that gives some honesty and some clarity from the office to say, this is what New Zealand should be doing. So who's on board is Helen Clark. She was the former number 3 position at the UN. Sir Geoffrey Palmer, who is an esteemed legal scholar. Mike Moore, who was the former Director General of the World Trade Organization and U.S. Ambassador. And also U.S. Ambassador, former U.S. Ambassador Jim Bolger, and now University Chancellor at Waikato University. Those are the 4 that have come on board, and it's been an incredibly positive experience to really see that their words are saying, this should be our conscience, this is the right thing to do.
Because I read that you were quite surprised that there wasn't much hesitation for them to come on board.
There wasn't, and that's really a tribute to all of them. They simply said, this is a humanitarian imperative. This may or may not have to do with politics, but this needs to rise above the political moment. And I think that's what they were really talking about. And I think all of them have experienced careers that were out in the international stage as well. And I think part of that is them recognizing that New Zealand does need to do more, as we rank 95th worst in the world per capita for the total number of refugees that we take. That's simply not good enough.
At the moment, what's usually cited as by politicians as being the main barriers as to why they won't allow more refugees?
Well, Bill English has often said that we need to take better care of the refugees who are already here. And it's a fair comment, and indeed we do, no differently than we need to take better care of any Kiwi that's here, for whether they're born here or not. But the truth is that if you make that instead of, you're actually demeaning and debilitating the entire reason of having a humanitarian intake of refugees to begin with. That is the purpose here, saving lives that are in an emergency state, saving lives that have no state to look after them, and hopefully allowing them to recreate and rebuild new lives as new Kiwis here. And I guess I think one of the things that's important to remember is that these new Kiwis enrich us as well, and that's very important. There have been studies out of Europe that show that for every 1 euro spent welcoming refugees, in 5 years' time, the host country will reap 2 euros in reward. It means that it takes a little while for everybody to get on their feet, but when they do, these folks become, for example, our prime ministers. John Key was the child of a refugee. Nikki Hauger was a child of a refugee. Even the gentleman who brought us Vogel's bread was a refugee himself. So this isn't just an economic issue. This is really a humanitarian issue that shows that refugees enrich the fabric of Kiwi life in a myriad of ways.
Some campaigners, including Amnesty International, criticised last year's increase as shameful and sort of doing the bare minimum. What was your response to that increase in December?
I thought that that move of just 250 was one of the most cynical political moves I'd seen in a long time. We'd seen every single newspaper, multiples of church groups and NGOs and politicians endorse increasing the quota. And when push came to shove, the government's choice was to increase the quota because they really felt the pull behind the need to do something more. But they did it at the lowest possible number they possibly could get away with without having done nothing. And it's been almost 30 years since that quota was touched. And to give National its credit, they did something, but that something is simply not enough. And that's really what this campaign is about, to do something tangible in these next 3 months to really have an impact on our MPs making the commitment now instead of several years from now.
So you published The Quiet War on Asylum a few years ago. Could you explain, firstly, a little bit about the issues that are addressed in that book in terms of policy?
When I wrote The Quiet War on Asylum, it was a quiet war. But in the years that have since transpired, that war has been anything but quiet. In fact, it's been downright overt and particularly ugly. And I think Australian policy, unfortunately, in its how it's treated its boat arrivals by imprisoning them in modern-day gulags and offshore detention prisons is a reflection of that. Australia, ironically, though they have these terrible offshore prison detention policies, they still take four times more per capita than New Zealand does for hosting refugees. So we all have our deficits, but ours happens to be inaction and silence. And we have remained absolutely and resolutely silent